Simon & Schuster Audio presents Wish I Was Here, an anti-memoir by M. John Harrison. Read by Matthew Lloyd Davis. For everyone who couldn't think what to say. Yesterday upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there. Anon. 1. Losing it. Notebooks. 1. When I was younger, I thought writing should be the struggle with what you are. Now I think it's the struggle to find out who you were. There are people who learn to disassociate early, to orbit whatever is happening to them without taking part. By late adolescence, we're rarely losing height, let alone touching down. Memory never quite works for us. Our distance from events is already too great. I soon discovered that writing things down helps less to close that distance than you'd think. But notes make good source material. And when you keep notebooks, they eventually begin to suggest something. About what is not clear, but something about something. I liked a notebook spiral-bound. It was easier to police. I couldn't bear hasty scribble interlinear strike-through muddle. If I thought of a better sentence, I was compelled to tear out the whole page and begin again. I wanted the notes to be notes. I also wanted them to be pristine, finished, absolutely articulate little gems. Soon I was keeping two sets of accounts, the rough and the smooth, the instant and the perfected. Some notes didn't seem worth the effort of polishing. These I labelled nouts, experiencing a vague resentment if I ever caught sight of them again. In the mid-1980s, they would be transferred laboriously into their own computer files. Dumped. Years after you have abandoned it, a note like that takes on a new, often uneasy semblance of life. The file is as warm to the touch as the radioactive container at the end of Robert Aldrich's 1955 film, Kiss Me Deadly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?